We're here starting your day right with Marketing Espresso, your marketing caffeine hit of the day. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Marketing Espresso. Given what happened at the end of the last episode, I really wanted to jump on and do a podcast about what to do when you do stuff up. Like, how do you come back from that? Everyone's biggest fear is sending out an email, a flyer, or anything with a spelling error or a grammatical error and someone schooling you on it online, because we know that there's trolls that just love to have their opinion on every single post. Just this week, I had someone school me on something on one of my customers' posts. It wasn't actually a stuff up, but I wrote back, "Thank you so much for being that involved in our brand that you notice this. You know, we really appreciate your engagement." And like, look, it probably would have really silenced the troll and annoyed them slightly. With this customer, I can be obviously a little bit cheeky. They're happy with that in their marketing. So I wouldn't suggest that if you don't have, you know, the brand to follow that kind of content up. Obviously, this customer was okay with it. So we had a little bit of fun there. So what do you do when you stuff up? Look, when I was starting out in marketing, I was 23 at the health fund, and I did my very first mail out where I had complete control over the design of the flyer, the content of the flyer. And look, 8 of us across the organization checked this flyer to say, tick, it's good to go, we're happy with it. It gets sent out to 60,000 members, and one calls up and is like, "What is this new thing that you're offering premiums on?" Like, "Well, we don't have no new product." Like, typo. But a typo that made it look like that. I can't remember the details. It was years ago. It was almost 10 years ago. But the typo made it look like there was a new product. I wanted to die. I literally went and spent the afternoon in the toilet crying. I thought my career was over. I thought my boss was going to fire me. Like, I thought that was it for me. I remember that day perfectly. I remember that afternoon. I remember going home feeling like shit. But I remember my boss sitting me down and being like, "Beck, this was not on you. 8 of us checked this and no one picked up on it." And the way that he handled that was so good. It made me feel so confident in my skills and made me realize that I needed to check more. Yes, there was definitely an element of my error there, but a lot of us stuffed up on that flyer. It wasn't just me. And I think the interesting thing is when you're looking at a document or you're looking at something that's yours, we glaze over it if we look at it too many times. That's why it's so important to have editors and other people look at our work. Otherwise, we do glaze over to it and we don't pick up on the spelling errors or the grammatical errors or sometimes when a sentence just doesn't make sense. I actually have another client and her personal brand is spelling errors, man. Like, people know her so much for her spelling and grammatical stuff because she's like, "I don't care. It's just, I get stuff into the world. You know what I mean. You're only picking up the spelling error because you're looking for it." And she laughs it off. And I think if you make a big error, own it and learn from it. If you make it quickly and you can fix it before anyone notices, do it. But if you make an error and people notice, just own it, apologize for it and say, "Look, we'll do better next time." At the end of the day, we're all human and it comes down to partly that whole part about authenticity. So that's my tip for you. It's a really quick pod today. I just wanted to do it because, yeah, I stuffed up at the end of my last podcast and it was funny. I laughed. I hope you guys laughed too. And it just really hopefully reminded you all that we're human, and I wasn't going to re-record an entire podcast or force my editor to edit out that tiny little error when it was kind of funny. And it brings light to the fact that I am human, like us all. And, you know, sometimes I'm so deep in what I'm trying to say and what the message I'm trying to deliver, I stuff up, and that's okay. So I hope that's helped you. And I hope if, you know, you worry about your confidence and things, maybe that's a little tick to say, don't worry about that stuff. It's not the end of the world. It really isn't. So as always, get in touch. I love connecting with people. I love connecting with like-minded business owners, and I hope you do too. And I hope you enjoy this pod. You can reach me at Beck_Chapel on Insta and Facebook, and Rebecca Chapel on LinkedIn, as you know, very formal. And you can also get me at Plum Marketing Solutions on LinkedIn and on Facebook and Insta, and at Plum Marketing Solutions on LinkedIn. There you go. What a perfect podcast to do that on. Have a really great week, guys.